Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
The National Football League has had many competitive rival leagues over the years, the biggest one being the American Football League, the AFL. But did you realize that the AFL of the 1960s was the fourth rendition of a league by that name? We have more on this story coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Well, my football friends, this is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And we're going to talk a little bit about the American Football League. As most casual fans know, the Super Bowl era of the NFL stems between a merger between the NFL and the AFL in the late 1960s. The Super Bowl I originally was called the AFL-NFL World Championship Game. But did you know that this American Football League in the 1960s that merged with the NFL was actually the fourth rival of the NFL with that same exact name of the AFL? Well, the first AFL started in 1926 and was often called the Grange League because it was created out of a dispute of inequity of pay and fairness to one Red Grange, who in his second pro season with his original NFL employer, the Chicago Bears. Now, one of Grange's promoters, C.C. Pyle, along with Grange and others, started the league to compete with the NFL, not only because of the pay, but because of some of the crisis situations that happened in 1925. A couple scandals, a loss of a championship by Pottsville, and other things. And Grange was making all the money for the NFL by his barnstorming tour. So he set out on his own, in his own league, after pay could not be granted, and they had some great teams there. He was on the New York Yankees team in the Grange League, and there was also the Philadelphia Quakers along with some other teams, but those were the two dominant teams. Everybody else struggled financially. The league ended up folding up shop after 1 year, and Grange's New York Yankees joined the NFL the following year. The second American Football League started in 1936. Amidst the established power of the National Football League, a fledgling challenger took the field. American Football League II is often called. This was a short-lived league again, and the AFL's two-year stint boasted audacious ambition and left its mark on the game's history. Ignored by the national media and relegated to a page-filler status, the AFL II served as a crucial springboard for several iconic franchises. The Cleveland Rams in the pre-NFL glory, and they donned those Rams jerseys, and the AFL's lights, and the West Coast had the Los Angeles Bulldogs made history as the first professional team to call LA home. And to conquer the league with an undefeated season, a feat not repeated in decades until another team from Cleveland, Cleveland Browns, would do it. But the Bulldogs did it first. But the AFL was far more than just stepping stones. It was a laboratory for innovation where the gridiron dreams took flight and the hopes of eight eager cities, Boston, Cleveland, Jersey City, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Providence, and Syracuse, each had a chance at having a professional franchise. Didn't quite make the NFL, but the AFL was a substitute. Didn't last. They ended up going bankrupt. 1940 brought in another American Football League called AFL III. Professional American Football League from 1940 to 1941 was the third major league to bear that name, but its existence also was short-lived due to competition from the established National Football League. AFL III formed in 1940 when three teams from the minor league of the American Professional Football Association, APFA, not to be confused with the NFL's prior name, 1920-1921. Well, these teams, the Cincinnati Bengals, not to be confused with the current Cincinnati Bengals, the Columbus Bullies, and the Milwaukee Chiefs were lured away from their APFA to join six new franchises in Boston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Rochester, Syracuse, and New York City. And after one season, this startup soon folded again because of the pressures of the NFL and the money that they were not making because of that. But thus, we come to the 1960, and Lamar Hunt and some others got together. After they could not get NFL franchises, they formed the fourth AFL, and this AFL is the one that turned into the AFC predominantly, along with the Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, and Baltimore Colts, who joined that to balance out the NFL in 1970 after the merger of the AFL and NFL become the National Football League. There you have it, four AFLs. I don't think there will be any more because I think the NFL has the rights for that name now. But that's the way you have it. And we thank you for joining us. And until next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.